Okay, so we are discussing the minig of wishing another Jew a l'chaim. Okay, we gave a few examples yesterday. I want to give you a few different other interpretations of why we do l'chaim. On Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Yasser, we say Zochreinu l'chaim, Melech Chofetz b'chaim, V'choseinu b'sefer ha'chaim. How many words Lamancha Elokim Chayim? So how does the pasuk go? Let's read the pasuk: Zochreinu l'chayim, Melech Chofetz b'chayim, V'choseinu b'sefer ha'chayim, Lamancha, for your sake, Elokim Chayim. 11 words. Count the words. There are 11 words in this expression. So there is some type of Jewish, I don't know where this comes from, that the first 10 of the 11 correspond to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There are, again, you have 11 words, and the first 10, so each word corresponds to one of the 10 days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The first one is Zochreinu, is Rosh Hashanah, which is very, very good, because in Rosh Hashanah is the day we blow shofar, and the reason why we blow shofar is the way Hashem should remember us. We blow shofar with the shofar. And the last one is Elokim, right? The number 10. Number 11 is not included. There are 11 words. There is one word that's left out. But the 10th word of this expression is Elokim. Zochreinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, v'choseinu b'sefer ha'chaim, l'ma'ancha Elokim. Elokim is number 10. Now we discussed this yesterday, that Elokim is bigematria kois. Elokim is, and that's one of the reasons, that was one of the reasons of koishal bracha, not yesterday, but we discussed this 2 days ago, that one of the reasons why we have a kois of silver, we discussed a silver, not gold, is because kois is bigematria din. So when a person picks up a kois of yayin, there are many different angles to understanding the thing of l'chayim. But one of the angles is that whenever you pick up a koishal yayin, it's not so much the yayin. In this approach, we're focusing more on the kois. Whole different angle to understand this adin of l'chaim. When you pick up a kois, what are you picking up? You're picking up din. You're picking up a reminder of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur the whole year round. Elokim. So right away you say, it should not chas v'shalom be a day of din. Chaim, l'chaim. L'mancha Elokim, Chayim. Number 11. Number, the 11th word of the expression is L'chayim. The total sum of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva shall bring us to life. Chayim. Picking up the kois is a reminder of the last of the 10 days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Elokim, Begematria Kos. So right away we say, oh, it's Yom Kippur, a zecha for Yom Kippur, l'chaim. It should be l'chaim at the list. That's very, I find that to be a very interesting idea. And according to this approach, and it seems like there's a lot of literature on this, about, you know, I never thought of it like this, that we pick up a kois thinking of Yom Kippur, thinking about slicha, mechila, but it appears like these are all minhagim. The minhagim we have to find in the car, where all these things come from. A lot of these things are totally lost in us. But it's also brought down that by Yom, that this,
yeah. Because when we had Sanhedrin,
yeah,
and they were
take a person not to be killed,
right?
We discussed it. We said it yesterday. Yesterday we said that. When we take a person to be killed, we give him a drink, so it should not be lamis, it should be l'chaim. We're just going through different ideas. There are many, many different ideas. Now this is a real heavy duty Hasidic shavart, but someone here mentioned it. So because I think you mentioned this, I'll say it. Hashem's name. How do we spell Hashem's name in a siddur? So this is a very fascinating thing. In the old siddur, not anymore. Today, the new art school siddur, they did away with this. It's not clear why. They did away with this minhag, two yuds. Right? When I grew up as a child, a siddur, when you come to Hashem's name, there are two yuds.
Save space.
Two yuds. In the new siddurim, there are no two yuds. They write out Hashem's name, yud ke, vav ke. So where did it come from? A minhag, this is a real minhag, to refer to Hashem with two yuds. It's not clear. I heard this many times from different people, that it's because the pasuk says, not the way I am spelled am I pronounced. Yud ke vav ke is spelled yud ke vav ke, but we do not pronounce it yud ke vav ke. We pronounce it adnos aleph dalid nun yud. So every reference to HaKadosh Baruch, every time you see Hashem's name, it's really double. It's the way that we spell it and the way that we pronounce it. The way it's spelled is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and the way it's sounded is Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud. The first, so it's really two. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud. The first letter of the way Hashem's name is spelled is Yud. And the last letter of the way Hashem's name is pronounced is Yud. So the two Yuds represent Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, but pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Again, the way Hashem's name is spelled in the Torah consistently is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yeah, and I say Kei in a Hey. You're not supposed to say Hashem's name. Yud-Hei, and then a Vav-Hei. Four letters. Do you pronounce Hashem's name by trying to read those letters? Of course not. How do you pronounce Hashem's name? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Ado, and then the last syllable, Noi. That's how you pronounce Hashem's name. Why is that so? Okay, that's not for now. Because the way Hashem's name is spelled is Midas Hadin. We don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring upon us judgment. We want Rachamim. So we pronounce it in an expression of Rachamim, whatever that means. But that is the total sum of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. These two names. The first letter is a Yud. The last letter is a Yud. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the first letter is Yud. The way Hashem's name is pronounced, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Yud Yud. That's why the printers put the two Yuds on the page to remind us, here is Hashem, the two different forms of HaKadosh Baruch. That's tradition. Ancient tradition.
What? It's also true that a person can't write, you can't write Hashem's name, even let's say you're writing a garris or something by hand or by print. You can't say, you don't even say God, let's say. Don't say, G-D.
So you write Hey with a line on top. There are different conventions how to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't want, you say the reason why they didn't write Yud-Kei Vav-Kei was because they didn't want to put on paper Hashem's name. It should not be, if it goes in the garbage, it should not be a disgrace to Hashem's name. So why then do we do it today? I don't know the answer. It could very well be that's why it was done. So some mentioned they did it because to save space. Yeah, Hashem's name appears so many times to save space. In ancient times, it was a very big tircha. The plates and the letters, you're always looking to be mekatzer, so they're two yuds, or you don't want there to be kedusha. They say today that our pages today don't have kedusha. There are a lot of leniencies because of what is today? How do you print today? Photo offset, right? It's just a laser printer or some type of machine which throws down ink. That's nothing. Okay, we read, we give kedusha. How was it printed in ancient, not so long ago, printing press? Plates. It presses down each individual letter. That is like writing. That's like writing. When you take something and when you write,
typesetting.
What's the difference? When you take a pen, so you just go through the letter. If you do it in one shot, it's no difference. So it had kedusha. There are opinions that hold that old svarim that were printed with plates have real kedusha, because that is called ksiva. Our svarim today is just hocus pocus. It's just someone threw some ink down. There's a lack of kedusha. We give it kedusha by reading. That's a second level of kedusha, but that's not a kedusha of ksiva itself. And alachas kam v'kam. Now you're coming to the internet age on the screen. And now that's the direction that we're all going. It's not posh that 10 years from now, it's going to be a question of what kind of son we're going to have, because everything is going to tablets. And that's the mitzvahs. And now with the Sima Shas article is releasing the whole Shas. It's a big thing now. It's a new mahalach. Everything is on the screen. So that's certainly even less. And that itself is a very big mussar. Because niskadim hadoros used to be, it was in the mind. You weren't even allowed to write it down. It had kedusha. It was in the mind. And then we niskanu hadoros, it was written by hand. Mamish, by hand, bepoil, b'yar. Niskanu hadoros, we can't write it mamish by hand. We do it through a shinui. We do it through we do it, our koyach, with a plate. You have the letter, you push, but you don't mamish put the ink on the page. Push the plate. Niskanu hadoros, It's not even that. It's just you press a button, and then the machine, DPI, dots per inch, throws some ink. You're not even doing a koyach ma'isa adam to print the piece, to print the sefer. It's been done through some type of shinui of a shinui. And now we go even further. We don't even have that. We just have a screen, liquid crystal display, plasma, and you name it, all these different new technologies, which is even less, comes and goes. It's unbelievable. Niskatnu hadoira is in the kedusha of the Torah, of the mind, handwritten plates, shinuyim, and now we're holding with just LCD screens. Fine, but the point, that's not the point I wanted to make. So we got to the yud-yud, right? The two yuds. We're going way off tangent, the two yuds. That's how it was done. Yud-yud, to save space, they didn't want to give it kedusha. But why, if they don't want to give it kedusha, why did they select yud-yud? Because of this reason, aleph, aleph, nun, yud, and yud-ke, vav-ke, the two yuds being in the end. That became, I don't know if this is serious, or things that are not serious sometimes take on life of its own. It became, in the Hasidic world, very significant, two yuds, because Chazal say, Yisrael, v'oiraisa, v'kutshu b'ruchu chadu. Every Jew is a nitzoitz of HaKadosh Baruch. Every human, every Yisrael Kedoshene, they're sparks of HaKadosh Baruch. Neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch. So when you see the Shem Hashem, yud yud, you also sing two yidden. A yud is a yid. Is two Jewish neshamos. Two Jewish neshamos. So you said this yesterday, so I'm saying this. Two Jewish neshamos. So, let's go. Now let's go. Vayomer Hashem solachti chidvarecha. Hashem said solachti chidvarecha. A lot of the l'chaim, see, it's lost on us. You take a kaisro bracha l'chaim. Who thinks about Rashana Yom Kippur? But if you really think about it, every time you make a l'chaim, you're really being reminded of Rashana Yom Kippur, because that's what Rashana Yom Kippur is all about, right? Zochreinu l'chaim. That's what Rashana. The whole year round, when you make a l'chaim, if you look in the Sforum, that's what it's all about. We're going back, reminding ourselves of Rashana Yom Kippur, where we mevakash l'chaim. What is the spitz of the Yomim Noraim? Yom Kippur. That's the 10th day. And what do you do the night of Yom Kippur? The shots? Vayomer Hashem solachti chidvarecha. That's like the highlight kimat. It's Kol Nidre, and after Kol Nidre, Vayomer Hashem solachti, everyone says together very loud, solachti chidvarecha. The Rosh Eitevel says, Vayomer Hashem solachti chidvarecha. Vayomer, right? Then there's Hashem, then there's Solachti, Samach, and Chidvarecha. So it's not in order, but just take three of the four letters, the Chof of Chidvarecha, Chof, and then take the Samach, and the Vav of Vayomer, the Chof of Chidvarecha, the Vav of Vayomer, and the Samach of Solachti is Kois. Kois. A cup, which is Din. Midas HaDin, Kois. And what did we leave out? We left out Hashem. How do you spell Hashem in a Siddur? Two Yuds. And what are two Yuds? What do they represent in the Olam of Hasidus? We're not familiar. If you're not from the Hasidish world, it's hard. You have to put yourself in their mindset. There's a whole world of Hasidus out there. What are two Yuds? Two Yidden. So when two Yidden come together and they take the kois, Yimekayim Vayoymer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. You're reminding yourself, L'chaim. L'chaim. L'chaim doesn't come by itself. L'chaim only comes after you do tshuva. You have to do tshuva to deserve L'chaim. Vayomer Hashem, solachti, that's the spitz. That's the end of the aseris you made tshuva, in which we mevakesh L'chaim. So when the two yidden come together, they say L'chaim, this is, that's one of the facets of the minig of l'chaim. Yeah.
So Yidden came to Zaman. I forgot which rev they quoted. They said when he learned alibis.
Yeah.
You know, two Yidden was the Shem of Shem.
Yeah.
So it came to the end of a pasuk.
Yeah.
This is two pintalach.
Yeah. One on top of the other.
Yeah.
One on top of the other.
Rebbe said no.
And one yid is on top of the other. Next to each other. Saying a very levar, a colon. At the end of a pasuk is a colon. So two little dots, two yin. When one yid is standing on top of the other yid, that's not the shame Hashem. Hashem only comes when two yidin are together, they're equal, one doesn't stand on top of the other. And you know, these little dots are very serious. And I'll tell you something, I'll show you just like Derech Agav, I'll tell you one more part, and then we'll have to do this a part three to the L'chaim. I'll tell you two more things, how serious this is. And if you know, you take an old art scroll sitter. Old art scroll, so you look at the nekudos, the dots, they were square. So I heard that you take out a new art scroll sitter, they're round. How did it change? So I've heard, I have to verify nothing, I just heard the second hand, is that Rav Pan was very upset if someone complained to them that everything about into a minhagim. It's minhag Yisrael that the dash should be round. Okay, art school, they said, no, you know, it's like, this is 21st century, this is the 20th century, it's in style to have, you know, it's a kunst, it looks nice, modern. It's a modern font. Modern font to have square little dots. So it was square. If you have to get the old system, because now already everything has been replaced, the old system has been replaced.
He said he went back to that. I spoke to Mayor about that.
Oh, what did he say? He went back to what? To square?
He had a whole arichas. I think he said he disposed of many svarim.
Yeah.
Because he had complaints about the Mishana.
The dots.
The mini Yisrael that made the dot.
Square.
It was a square pintle. So yeah. I think he went back.
Diamond.
Went back to what?
I think he went back to the squares.
Went back to the squares?
I believe so, yeah.
What do we got here?
Diamond.
This is Sukkah. You know, you have to go, it's hard to see, you have to go to the very beginning where they have the aleph base. Look at the aleph base in the front page. So you see, then take out an old sitter. I have the old sitter still at home, and they were those squares.
They were not round enough.
They were square.
Wow.
They were square, and if someone complained, we ask Rav Pan. Rav Pam told him no.
Rav David say? I think he had a problem with it originally. I think now he said he went back.
He went back. Okay, could be. But I remember very clearly that Rav Pam, someone complained and he went to Rav Pam. Rav Pam said that the person that's complaining is right. He's right. It should be round. Mino Yisrael Torah. The circle, little dot, also has meaning. And what is the meaning exactly? What it means? We don't know what it means, but it has meaning. And therefore, if it was made as a dot, as a circle, not as a square, so go back. Okay, one more thing. We're going to break up. So I want to tell you one more thing. Now that we're in the Hasidish mode, let me just tell you one more Hasidish vart to explain the lechaim. Now, to appreciate this, you can appreciate this vart. It's very simple. You have to read Hasidish stories to appreciate. If you read, Yoyer Weinstock, he wrote a lot of books. He's a very big writer. Writes a lot of novels. He wrote a whole bunch of books on Hasidish stories. And the Hasidish stories, he really gives you a flavor in the stories of their mindset, their mahalach and chayim. And I saw this vart. It's not really a vart. It's a little tiny vart. Right away, I thought of your Weinstock instead of all the stories because it fits perfectly in line with their mahalach and chayim. Why do you wish l'chaim? What's this in the Hasidim when davening is over? You wish l'chaim. So he says that it comes from the following one of the big Hasidish rebbes. When you come and you davening. You know what davening is? You're oimel lefnei hamelach. There's nothing greater than davening. To come before Hakadosh Baruch Hu and pour out your heart and make bakashos. Problem is the Yetzer Hara knows that this is Choshev Adam Od, and what does the Yetzer Hara do? Gets into our minds, and it's almost impossible to concentrate. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei, how many of us have ever daven one Shmoneh Esrei our whole life, from beginning to end, from Hashem Sefosai Tiftach all the way to until the very end, the last Yiratzon, and you mechavein, not talking about deep kavanas, I'm talking about perishamilos. I'm talking about just the simplest translation of the words with no kavana, without thinking about what's for breakfast, what am I going to do now, what time is it, where are we holding, what do I have to do today, and all my problems. It's extremely, extremely difficult. Chazal acknowledge. Chazal tell, just try to be mechavim the first bracha. If you can do the first bracha, you're incredible. Just the first bracha. If you don't do the first bracha, the next best thing is to mechavim modim. Modim is very important. Some learn from mechavim modim that you also yoytza the whole Shemoneh Esrei. And if you're not mechavim the first bracha modim mikra, then you should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You have to repeat it. Why don't we repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Because it's not likely we could do it better the second time. Why is this? Try to explain this to a guy or to a person becoming a ger. They think you're crazy. Like, they take it very seriously. Like, so what's going on? They take it very seriously. Why do we have such a hard time? Okay, so you talk to a psychologist, and the psychologist will tell you because you say the same words every single day. They'll give you all these reasons and how the mind works, and when you do something, the same thing every single day, that's the way it is. It becomes harder and harder. All right, the psychologists have their approach, but the Hasidim have another approach. It's because it's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah knows how chashuv this is, what you could accomplish. It's noyedav ayim, and they don't want to let you have. They don't want to let you have the hana. They don't want it. So that's why we always lose. They always win. We always lose. So what did they do? Again, this is real chassidus, what I'm telling you. And even though we don't live this type of approach, but you got to read the books, the chassidus stories, and then you understand this. It's impossible to really bring out the flavor of what I'm about to tell you. So I don't even know the whole history, the Shalshalas Hadaris of all the Rebbes, of the Yidden Kodesh, and the Balatanya, and all the different breakoffs and all the different Hasidus. But one of the big top high brands, they came along and said, after Davin, what we're going to do is we're going to have a L'chaim. Two Yidden are going to come together and give a L'chaim, and each one will give brachas to each other. And I'll say, oh, you should be zeicha to nachas from the kinder and refuah and bracha and parnasa shefa chayim. What are you really doing? You're being mespala. Rebbein Nishalom should give me shaduchim and parnasa and viva. You're being mespala. And you're being mespala mitoich schnapps, yayin, mzoinois. And you mean it. You're being mespala. And here the Yetzirah is not paying attention because davening is already over and you're eating. It's a sneaky way to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and outsmart the Satan. Now when you're giving schnapps, see, this is it's a sneaky way. You're being mispalel all over again. I daven my Shemoneh Esrei. It was a disaster. It was a disaster. You know the famous of Arise, he gave the famous joke. I once told you Arise, and he always says, oh, he was once the person was in shul, and he was davening, the Rav was watching a balabas daven Shemoneh Esrei. So he was davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the person was davening Shemoneh Esrei. All of a sudden, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he takes out a cigarette in shul. You hear this? I told you this once. He's doing what I say. He takes out a cigarette and lights up. The middle of the night. And then he extinguishes the smoke. Then he puts it out. So the Rav was mishtaymim. He told him, what in the world are you doing? You're mishugana. In the middle of the night, you take out a cigarette. And shul, you start smoking. First, there was no smoking in shul. How dare you? And what kind of derecherit? So he says, oh, you don't understand. I was down in Shemoneh Esrei, and I know today is a very busy day. I have a very important meeting. I have to fly to Boston today. I have a flight. So during Shemoneh Esrei, I was planning the whole day. I'm leaving here. The car service is waiting for me outside. I'm getting to the car. I'm going to the airport. I'm going to the whole cheshbon, the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I'm going to the whole cheshbon. I'm going into the car. Then I go there, bought a ticket. I'm waiting there. I'm reading my magazine, preparing my lecture for the business meeting. And then I'm sitting there, and then they finally call me to come. And the clerk says, where are you going to sit on the plane? And then the student says to me, smoking or non-smoking? So I was about to say, smoking, of course. But then I realized, I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So I can't talk, I have to show her. So I took out a cigarette to show her I'm smoking. Smoking section. That's what happens to us when we daven Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, you have to daven again. And you have to outsmart the Satan. Yeah. How do you outsmart the Satan? A little schnapps, a little kugel, a little cake, and you daven all over again. You daven all over again. Oh,
he'll
get far, but at least the brachas you'll give each other during the l'chaim will be a tefillah all over again. If you don't know chassidus, this vard is nonsense. It's level. But if you appreciate, if you have a sensitivity and appreciate the chassidus, you read some stories and you appreciate. This is a beautiful, beautiful story, and really, it fits so perfectly into the fabric of Chassidus. Okay, so we'll stop here.